Presently 12 or 15 more, uttering the same cries, rushed from the south into King Street, and so by way of Cornhill towards Murray's barracks.
"Pray, soldiers, spare my life!"
cried a boy of 12 whom they met.
"No, no, I'll kill you all!"
answered one of them, and knocked him down with his cutlass. They abused and insulted several persons at their doors and others in the street, running about like madmen in a fury, crying, "Fire!" which seemed their watchword, and, "Where are they? Knock them down!" Their outrageous behavior occasioned the ringing of the bell at the head of King Street. The citizens, whom the alarm set in motion, came out with canes and clubs, and partly by the interference of well-disposed officers, partly by the courage of Crispus Attucks, a mulatto, and some others, the fray at the barracks was soon over. Of the citizens, the prudent shouted, "Home! Home!" Others, it is said, cried out, "Huzzah for the main guard! There is the nest!" But the main guard was not molested the whole evening. A body of soldiers came up Royal Exchange Lane, crying, "Where are the cowards?" and brandishing their arms, passed through King Street. From 10 to 20 boys came after them, asking, "Where are they? Where are they?"